Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Microsoft's cloud computing business is about to get hot. With a move to where it's hot, it's going to Africa, the latest coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And in Africa, should you be there in the near future, you might spot some new Microsoft data centers. The tech giant is planning to extend the cloud computing arms race among technology giants into Africa by opening up two big data centers there next year. What will it mean for the cloud computing arms race and Microsoft as a whole? Let's get more. Patching in from Seattle is the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Tanya.
These will be the first of their kind, and I guess their size, built in Africa by one of the three major cloud behemoths out there. What would this potentially mean for Microsoft?
Well, for Microsoft, it's a little unclear. I mean, it's obviously Africa and South Africa in particular is obviously a sort of nascent market for technology. It's growing quickly, according to Microsoft. And so, you know, being the first of the major, you know, public cloud infrastructure providers in that market could open the door to business that might otherwise have gone to the rivals in that business, Amazon or Google. It wouldn't surprise me if those other companies get into the market as well, but Microsoft gets a bit of a head start there.
So I must admit, I don't know much about the African tech market. What has cloud growth been like, and is it a pretty ripe opportunity?
Well, so the way I understand it, having chatted with folks at the research firm IDC, is that, you know, the total cloud revenue in the South African market was just $243 million last year. So it's not a huge market, and it's growing at about 20% a year. So that's decent growth. But I think Microsoft sees it as a market that really could expand quickly as new technology comes in there. So, it's an opportunity there. How big of an opportunity it will be, I think, really does remain to be seen. But, you know, Microsoft's first in, it gives them a little bit of an advantage.
Right. And generally speaking, is there a huge race among, you know, Microsoft, Amazon, Google to open up these data centers around the globe? And who's winning that race?
Yeah, so there definitely is a race to do that. The big three companies that we mentioned spent more than $30 billion last year on capital expenditures and capital leases. So that's not exclusively building data centers, but certainly a very large piece of that is building data centers. These guys are spending tons of money doing this, and they're opening data centers around the globe, and it is a race to get these things open and operating. Right now, Amazon is way in the lead in terms of providing cloud infrastructure, but Microsoft is gaining some ground. It still trails significantly because it was later to the market that Amazon pioneered. But opening these data centers and adding new services is one way to try and close that gap.
And I imagine, you look at Africa as opposed to, let's say, Europe. You figure less regulation, and maybe that sort of paves that way for these companies to maybe open up shop.
It's interesting. Actually, regulation in some regards helps these companies because a lot of countries are instituting so-called data residency or data sovereignty rules that require companies in their markets to keep some customer data, personal data, within the country. And so if South Africa is actually one of those countries that has evidently instituted a data residency rule recently.
Oh, interesting.
And so if you want to move to the cloud, you need to be able to move to a cloud provider that has data centers within the borders of South Africa. Now, that's a fairly niche case. I mean, I think most companies don't have to do that, but, you know, for example, financial services companies might be required in some instances to keep some data within the borders of South Africa. And so if you're going to use a cloud provider, and Microsoft is the only game in town doing that, it's sort of by default the one you would choose.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green about Microsoft extending its cloud computing arms race to Africa. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fetter & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jay, famous last words, but what could possibly go wrong? Is the table pretty much set for this? Is this a good platform and starting off point to facilitate that cloud adoption? Could we see adoption in Africa and these foreign countries climb as a result? Because that's obviously the ultimate goal for all of these companies.
You know, success is always, you know, far from assured.
Right.
I suspect, and really I think some of the analysts have chatted with it, would suspect the other companies, particularly Amazon, to move into a market like South Africa. And, you know, honestly, as all these markets evolve, you're going to see data providers moving into, into those markets as well. And so I think it's far from assured who will win. But I think most folks would say to you that cloud adoption will continue to grow.
We'll leave it right there. Jay Green, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.
For more on Jay Green's coverage of Microsoft, head to WSJ.com. So ends this edition of the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Coming Friday, May 19th, the Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.